Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You've had a whole 20 minutes since we recorded the last one of these to prepare for this one.
I've had a biscuit brew.
And so I'm expecting the quality of news to be higher. But I don't want you to drop the amusement factor, because that was already very high.
Like juggling. You know, yeah. I'm juggling these three stories, but I'm also juggling comedy. I've got comedy in my left hand, I've got three balls representing news in the other hand. And I'm just tossing them. I'm just tossing them.
Into the air.
Yeah.
Hoping to get a...
Hoping to catch them.
Get a positive reaction.
I don't want to drop my balls. I don't want to let my balls drop. Not again.
Once was enough.
Mm.
Your voice would go much, much further into the baritone if you let it. You're a tenor right now, right?
Yes.
Oh my
Is
gosh.
That tenor?
Yeah, well, I think we could do with a couple of drop in. Can you just drop one or two of the balls?
My balls have not dropped.
Right, what have we got today?
No.
I expect no fucking adverts this time. No Pringles. No, Monster Munch have launched a 64 mega pack.
Trying to figure out what they're advertising with this story.
Mexico?
Mexican mayor marries alligator.
Oh.
There he is, kissing the bride.
Now look.
The alligator is it's in a wedding dress and its mouth is tied closed.
Well,
as is the tradition of Mexico for their brides.
So, people have been marrying stupid shit for many years. This isn't new news.
You fucking don't
what?
No.
What do you mean?
Don't you write it off immediately.
Well, look, I'm just saying, if I looked up, okay, this is new because I doubt a Mexican mayor has previously married an alligator. But I reckon some Americans, some Floridians...
Yeah, it's not like a tradition or anything that they've been doing for generations.
Oh, really? Okay, so it is
ancient ritual is described as.
Okay, right. No, carry on. You tell me. So
thousands of years.
It seems there's been a recent trend of people marrying their pets, but this Mexican mayor made his way to the altar to marry an alligator because of an ancient ritual.
You're reading this very well for a man that needs glasses.
I know. Well, fortunately, it's quite big text. It does feel like a puff piece. A little fluff piece.
Okay.
A little fluffy puff piece at the end of the news to let people know that not everything
well,
in the world...
Well, this is the beginning of the news
...is doom
for
and gloom.
Us. Yes.
This could be... It's the little happy bit at the end. Oh, and in international news, a mayor has married an alligator. Ooh! Aren't they crazy and wacky down in Mexico? Hmm? But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I want PP news to be mostly lighthearted.
Yes.
Because
no,
there's
you're
a lot
right.
of weird news, which is horrible and dark.
We don't need to be saving the world either.
Dark as my stools.
Ew.
And that's bad. That's real bad.
So, we ask nature for enough rain, fair enough, for enough food, that we have fish in the river.
Yeah.
So, he's married a alligator called Little Princess.
Well, it's not actually named. It's a sobriquet. So... They call, you know, Little Princess. It's not named Little Princess. It's just
Okay.
I think they're worried about naming an alligator.
So is he single man? That's well, not anymore, question. But was he
well,
single?
Well, obviously, no, he's off the market now.
Well,
married to an alligator.
Along with the indigenous traditions, Catholic ones were incorporated. The small alligator was dressed in white.
picture there.
Oh my gosh.
It looks beautiful!
With an accompanying veil that was so swept beautiful. Away from her tightly tied snout. Oh, not very cool.
Oh.
You don't need to like...
Oh, look at all the pixels. Oh. Oh.
How did the proposal happen? Do you know what I mean? Or oh was this God. Like an arranged
Can you read
thing?
Will you do me the honour, little princess? Will you do me the honour of becoming my wife?
Did someone film it and like put it on? Do you mean?
The thing is, he's not, I mean, he's marrying the alligator, but the alligator is like a representation, kind of like an avatar of a god.
Right.
An ancient Mexican god that presumably has alligator face or something, right?
Right.
So it's like the god you get of this, alligators.
Are you just making this up?
No, this is true.
Okay.
So that's why he's marrying the alligator, because the alligator is representative.
Is it like
god.
the body of Christ thing where it becomes the actual
transubstantiation,
the actual body of Christ? Cannibalism.
At the moment he kisses the alligator on its snoot, then it becomes the god.
Right. Interesting.
And then there's the wedding night.
So alligators, they lay eggs though, right?
Yeah.
So okay. That's good.
So it wouldn't. He wouldn't be able to have babies with it, presumably. I don't think that's possible. But by God, he's going to try, Lewis. He's going to try. We need to get like a statement from the Pope on what he thinks about this. A man marrying an alligator. Are you okay with this?
Well, some people say that he's a lizard anyway. So...
What, David Icke?
Yeah, there's been rumours. You know, lizard people.
Yeah.
Behind the veil of power.
How can you tell?
So maybe this is all a big ruse to get more lizards in control. What?
It's all in the nose. If the nose is tied in some way, then you know that they're an alligator. And I think that includes like having a nasal ring as well. If you have a ring piercing through your nose, it also means that you're a lizard.
Okay. So does the Queen have one?
Boba?
Oh, is that who you were thinking of?
Has she got a ring? I think she has.
I think it's like more of a horseshoe.
I think she might be a lizard.
Right.
Should we just like leave some mice out for her or something?
I think she's doing
some
all right.
Raw chicken eggs.
I think she's found people to eat. Well, other things to eat. There's loads of things around Bristol. Lying around. Seagulls. Very
Wait,
nutritious.
Is it Steve?
The went missing.
The croc?
Oh.
Right? Is it called Steve? The Bristol croc? Remember the Bristol croc?
Me and Tom were both shaking our heads.
The Bristol croc? There was a crocodile spotted in Bristol. It's a whole thing. We've talked about this before. The Bristol croc. Right?
Was that what was dragging people into the canals?
The Bristol croc. 2017. It's old news.
Was Tom in when we did it?
I've got no fucking idea. I don't even know if you were here. I think I was just alone. So there's been multiple sightings.
How many of these have you done on your own? We haven't.
What?
None of them have got out.
I think have you been doing this? Are on, right? I come in at night sometimes.
Just.
Yeah. It's just me and Daff.
What?
Things are bad in Bristol. The crops have failed.
The crocs
the
have failed?
The water stinks of shit. No, the crops, not crocs.
The crops
have failed. There's been no rain.
That's unlikely, but carry on.
That's a good point. The crops have failed. Apple harvest,
There's
very
been too
bad.
Much rain.
No cider.
Right.
All the apples have
washed away.
Yeah, in the rain that we didn't have.
Too much of it.
Yeah.
It's fine, whatever.
We've determined a way to make
Save.
Have a bountiful harvest.
Harvest.
Lewis, you have to marry a crocodile.
Why me?
as a representative of Bristol.
Right.
You're head of a company, public figure.
I'm unmarried.
You're unmarried, very important. You're the only unmarried...
I'm fertile, I think. I assume. There's no reason to think that I'm not.
Have you got fruitful loins?
I hope so.
Okay. You have to marry a crocodile. The Bristol
ceremonially.
Croc. Yeah.
But it's going to be dressed up real nice.
Yeah. You got to wear a tuxedo or a kimono or whatever you want to do.
Sure.
Japanese themed wedding.
I think that it's, you know, I think people would worry that I had some sort of weird...
breakdown or something.
No, like furry fetish, scaly fetish.
Scaly, you're a scaly. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. What if it's that Japanese guy in a very realistic crocodile outfit?
Robot outfit, yeah. Rubberized one. It would be huge.
He's there with his table tennis ball and whatever, bouncing. You know, in the video we watched.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, wow, so talented. And that moment you fell in love.
Right.
So it wasn't just ceremonial at
so
that
I
point.
So I do love him.
Yeah.
And he loves me.
Yeah, of course he does. And you have to marry him, otherwise there's going to be no cider.
What about the proposal and all this? Do you know what I mean? Like, at what point?
There was one of those pop-up restaurant event things where they take you up.
Well, it can't be, listen.
Thing and you're floating in the sky.
Okay.
On a crane.
Oh, wow.
They've done those in Bristol before, right?
Like a shipping container dangling off a crane.
Yeah. But it's the table and the chairs or the benches are all just dangling just high up in the air.
God, awful.
And you're there, you're sat opposite your date, who's a crocodile, and the sun is just setting.
And we say, hang on, the crops have failed. We need to get married to save Bristol.
You're taking the romance out of it by making
well,
it
no, exactly.
about business.
But I need to, but that's in the back of my mind.
And then you reach into your pocket.
But I'm thinking this is for the good of the people of Bristol. I have to be romantic.
Yeah.
And I have to love this. But this all falls apart.
You don't want the crocodile to turn you down because then...
So I have to trick him.
Yeah.
So I love him, but I'm also tricking him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're very torn inside about it.
Yeah. This is a complex...
Do you have a ring or do you have like a bit of... silver thread that you tie around its nose?
I think like a rubber band.
Okay.
So that's kind of both.
But it's
it?
Like bejazzled. You've got rhinestones stuck onto it, so it looks nice.
Sure. Like a bejazzled rubber band.
And you open up, there's the rubber band.
And he's just finished. He's just she's just finished eating her raw chicken, yeah. Whatever the fuck. She's had for dinner on this romantic sunlit, sun downlit moment.
For the gentleman, we have a butternut squash bisque and floating atomic. You'll see a vegan raviolo. Inside is a coconut cream and a single cherry. I'm trying to think of shit that you're not allergic to. I was going to say nut.
A grape.
A single man's nut. And for the lady, raw chicken. Whole raw chicken.
Whole raw chicken.
Bon appetit.
Living.
Have you got enough wine? Have you got enough fish blood? Fish blood?
Sure, no. Yeah. That seems nice. I can't stand that tedious waiter talk, that politeness.
When
I ordered this thing.
Explaining what you're eating.
But I ordered
it. I like
it.
That, though. If you're in a fancy place, because they put it down and
you let them order
it
for you.
What the fuck is this?
Right.
You don't know what it is. And then they explain.
But I forget. If it's more than two sentences, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
And then you turn to the person next to you and you're like, what was that thing? And they're like,
what's this brown shit? And they're like, I think it's truffle.
What did he say? Duck? Duck pate? Was it? What
duck?
Was it? Does anyone know? I think it's is it walnut? Walnut whip? What the fuck? No one knows.
For dessert, we have a walnut whip for the gentleman. we have a chalk dip. Do you remember chalk dip?
A dib dab.
With the little sweet breadstick things.
They were
dip in
terrible,
the
weren't they? The cheapest
a
possible.
A chalk dip?
Bread. A chalk dip. They were so shit. They were the precursor to a fruit corner.
A deconstructed chalk dip. What we did is we took it out of the plastic and put it on a plate.
A deconstructed Mars bar. What we've done is we've taken it out of the Mars bar wrapping and put it on a plate.
We got a knife and we cut off the chocolate, put that on one side, got the caramel bit, we put that in the middle, and then we got the soft whatever it is.
The other bit,
and that's there in like a brick.
Brick form.
Bon appétit. Do you have enough wine? Enough fish blood? Excellent.
So we marry.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was quick.
We'll move forward.
You just proposed. I guess you've got to get it done. You've got to get deals sealed.
Well, once she's said yes, we're not messing around because, you know, we don't want to get second, don't want to get the cold feet because they have that anyway.
Because they're cold-blooded, yes.
And...
was that a joke?
I think so.
Okay. Just checking.
I think so.
You didn't mean to make it, but you made it. That's fine. That still counts. That still counts.
And then, you know, Bristol is saved.
Yeah.
The Pope blesses our union.
The mayor gives you the key of the city.
The breweries are overflowing.
So much cider. The price of cider like halves.
Oh. It's too much.
Everyone in Bristol loves you.
I think it's worth it.
But then one day...
I come home.
You go, no. I was going to say that you met another reptile. Oh. And you're going with, you catch the crocodile
with another, with another man, yeah.
Okay, I'm there in your bedroom. It looks like I'm doing push-ups.
That's and you're weird.
Like, that's strange.
I've never seen Simon do a push-up in his life.
Wow, he must be, you know, keeping fit. A strange place to do it.
In my
though.
House, weird.
In
yeah.
my bedroom, in you know, on my bed, with my wife under him. It's oh not God. What it looks like.
And you have the bejazzled rubber band round your cock. Oh no. Oh God, how awful.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, my God. Alex, cut that.
Dungeons and Randomness is putting on Theriathon 2024 this Saturday starting at noon EST on twitch.tv/DANDR. What's Theriathon, you might be asking yourself? That is a fantastic question. It's 12 straight hours of D&D featuring three of our groups back to back to back. Every year has a different theme, and this year we've got something super special for you. Everyone wants to be an adventurer, but most folks simply don't have the skill for it, or they don't want to risk their lives. But the floating magic city of Umenyiro has the answer. High above it all, a small sect of mages have created something called Dreamscape, a way to implant fantastic adventuring memories into your brain without all that pesky risk of death. It almost always works perfectly fine, but recently there have been some anomalies. That's where you lovely people come in. You can help guide each group to safety in case of any, you know, glitches that may occur during their games. Hopefully with your help, we'll get everyone back to safety and, you know, defeat any ancient evil that may be lurking in the magic that we use to implant memories into brains. See you all there Saturday at noon Eastern for 12 hours of Theriathon.
Well, this is quite horrible. A woman has married a rag doll. Sorry, and then given birth to a baby rag doll.
Yes.
That is their child now.
She fell in love with and married a rag doll that her mother made.
Yes.
And now... 37-year-old single woman.
They have given...
And then she made Correct. Her child.
Right.
That she's had with the ragdoll that her mother made her.
What's going on? I mean, where does it stop?
I think...
Where does it stop?
I think
fucking draw a picture of a fucking woman and say, oh, I'm marrying this picture of a woman. And then I would draw a picture of my baby and say, this is my baby now. I've had a baby. I've created it from my womb.
Your fruitful loins.
Sorry. And then what do? I want to enlist it in school. Do I draw on it bigger ears as it grows? Do I rub bits out? Where does this end? It's madness.
I think you're being very judgmental. This is love.
I know it is.
It does make me think.
Love works in mysterious ways.
Has she had a breakdown?
I mean, all of this, like, even the alligator one, there's a lot of excuses. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit like, oh, well, you know, we believe it. Well, we used to.
Mm.
Our ancestors did, so we're going to do it. It's kind of only fun.
Yeah. Harmless fun. Marrying an alligator.
It's harmless fun.
Right.
This, weird.
So where there might be a picture of her husband. Yeah, there he is.
Oh, my fucking
Much
God.
Much bigger than you imagine,
yeah, though. He's massive.
Taller than she is.
He's, well, she...
Taller than she is, this thing.
You'd want a bigger man. What the fuck is happening? Okay, first of all...
What?
He's got very tight jeans. Look at that package that's going on downstairs. He's, those jeans are packed.
What?
Look at that body type.
Yeah.
He's a very sexy man from the head down. And then his head is really weird.
Oh, my God. Is that the fucking guy that stole the whiskey?
Oh, my God, from last week.
It looks just like him.
It does look just like him.
I think he might be eyes. The whiskey guy. Neck.
No, but it's very hairy, I bet. Okay, so...
He's got a moustache.
Okay, so look.
Oh, my God.
She made a weird ragdoll man. Fell in love with him.
No, her mother made it.
Her mother made a weird ragdoll man.
They had a ceremony in front of 250 people.
Okay, how did this happen?
250 of her friends and family.
Okay, look. Okay.
This. He looks like a Scouser, doesn't he? He's got the perm hair and the mustache. He looks like the calm down, Harry Enfield.
So look, okay, look, imagine. Okay, let's just try and put ourselves into these people's shoes. You've got a daughter.
Yes.
She's not...
Simone.
She's maybe not interested in...
Gaimon.
She's not interested
Mine in... Mine G-Star's love child. She's Gaimon.
Sure. Yeah. You've got a daughter with G-Star.
She's beautiful.
She's grown
talented.
Up.
Talented. Not G-Star, my daughter.
She's grown up. Yeah. She's 37. She's getting on.
37.
And you've been nagging her for years.
What about... I want my grandkids. We're my bloody grandkids. You're going to get married.
All right.
Find yourself a man.
And so maybe there's a thing where she said, you're not going to get your inheritance or you're not going to get your you know, you're not going to get it until you're married. And maybe she's not into guys. Maybe she's not into women. Maybe she's not into anyone, you know, because that's
maybe
the thing.
Maybe she's into ragdolls.
Maybe she's, no, but maybe, I'm just putting this idea out. Maybe she's not into it, but maybe she is into ragdolls, you know, whatever. So...
So she had to find a husband.
She's visiting
There's
her mum.
There's a ragdoll who was attracted to human females.
She's visiting her mum. And she spots a man.
Oh.
You know, maybe she doesn't. Maybe she's a busy woman.
Who's that over there, mother?
Exactly.
You didn't... Oh, this is Marcello. I've been knitting him.
You didn't introduce us. You know.
Marcello, this is my... What's her name? Maybelline.
I can't even read that.
Mary...
Me IRL Vone.
May Rivoni. May Rivoni? May Rivoni? A name I've never seen in my life.
No, I can't even quite read it. This is my daughter, May Rivoni, I think. I've never heard of that name before in my life, but it's my daughter, Marcello.
Hola.
Sorry, yeah.
Hola.
I don't know any.
he doesn't speak.
You have
any
the
Spanish.
Beautiful eyes like a big pond of cum.
Well, Marcello, what a lovely thing to say.
I want to strip you naked and paint you. Like I have done thousands of women before.
Oh, Marcello.
I will have you.
Take me.
I want to take my man cock and put it in your human lady vagine.
Right.
We will make love for 2 minutes. Such passion, such fire, you will never experience before in your life. You
no,
will
Marcello.
Explode from the inside like a balloon.
I can't believe
I didn't know where I was going.
You were very into it.
Yeah.
No, so she got seduced.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that happening. See, that's less, that's just as mad as everything else.
She said she has some comments about her husband.
Does she?
Yeah. We went to the wedding night with my husband, Marcello, and we enjoyed our wedding night a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He has so many great qualities, but the only downside is he's lazy.
Right.
He doesn't work at all.
Oh.
But I'm a warrior, and I keep it going for us.
I mean, the other good thing about Marcello, though, is that he doesn't really cost a lot to keep going. He eats very little.
True. You just got to feed him like a raw chicken every month or so.
Right, yeah. And I guess you don't really want to get him wet either, particularly. What? So, you know...
Oh, he gets wet, Lewis.
Ooh, he's quite low he maintenance, though, I would imagine.
I mean, look, they're in a swimming pool. Look, he's wet there, literally. Oh,
yeah, he's in a swimming pool.
You can literally see he's wet there.
That's fine. Oh, dear. So... Okay.
There's the other thing she says about him. Okay, I'm going to have to try and say this without laughing. It's true. Marcello got me pregnant. He didn't take care of himself and he didn't use a condom.
He didn't take care of himself.
He didn't use a condom. He didn't take responsibility.
You should have known, Minerva, whatever your name is, woman. I've completely forgotten her name.
Merivoni.
What was her name? Mitochondria. Okay, look.
The labour was live streamed online for an audience of 200 people. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry.
So, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's one of those things you can't believe, right?
But.
Is this news?
No.
How is this not news?
Well, okay, this is. Either her milking it, because she has to be. She's either aware of it, and these 250 people are like circus people coming in to watch the crazy woman, right? And she's like, I'm actually crazy. Come and look at me do crazy things, right?
Right.
And she's building like a personality and an Instagram and a career.
Oh my God, he probably has an Instagram.
Out of this madness, okay? So it's right, either that, okay. Like she's actually aware of it, but
this is just cynical,
she's
Lewis.
Feeding it. And the second one is the more dangerous one. She's actually mentally ill.
Yeah.
And it's harmless, but we probably shouldn't be writing stories about it. Do you know what I mean? So it's one of those two. So this is why this is toxic. One of those two things has happened.
And they're both bad.
Yeah. Okay, God, I'm glad we had this discussion because I've kind of, you know, I've come,
Yeah. Well done.
Fucking hell.
Right. Okay, are you ready for the next story?
Yes.
Let's... So we've had two weddings, and now to finish us off...
A funeral. Is this what it is? Giant concrete-eating snails.
Guess you couldn't find a third marriage story.
Trigger Florida quarantine.
So, giant snails that eat concrete.
Pretty scary, isn't
it? To keep the theme...
Yeah.
Of wedding and marriage.
Good luck with this segue.
Giant. Because really, isn't marrying someone like...
Eating concrete. Yeah, sure.
Life is a lot like being a snail. You slowly make your way through it, and then someone stands on you taking the bins out.
So they're easy to kill, is what you're saying.
They're easy to kill, but...
So what's the problem,
Florida?
But these
ones are giant. Now, I'm not sure how giant is. 7 inches. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, that's huge.
That's quite large.
They kind of look... I'm not going to say delicious, but buttery. Look at that buttery-looking snail. I mean, look...
Do you need...
I'm just saying, like, if I were to eat, not that I would, a snail.
With garlic butter.
Yeah. That snail looks pretty tasty.
Right.
Look at the snail. Looks like a nice bit of snail. Just saying, there's a market. If you've got a problem with too many of them, I know a guy. A
or country. It's just over the road, channel. They're chowing them down, gargling them, swallowing loads. 10 at a time. Can't get enough. They're expensive as well over there. We could, look at the size of it.
Do you know what? I saw something.
It's 7 inches.
I saw something on Reddit. You've probably... Yeah, 7 inches is massive.
You could get that in a hot dog.
Very large, 7. If, you know...
Go on.
So I saw something on Reddit. Nothing to do with penises. But there's the whole thing about, you know, you have $1 billion or whatever, but you're being chased by a snail. And if it touches you, it dies. Its only purpose...
It dies.
No, you die.
Well, it dies. That's not really a problem.
I'm going to give you $1 billion.
Very short.
And if you take the recycling bins out and you actually step on this snail, it dies. Okay, I fucked that
very
up.
Very simple threat.
So the snail has one purpose, to chase you down. If the snail touches you, you die.
But it's focused. It's smart.
Yeah.
It's a super intelligent snail.
Blood on sand? There's a horror movie that's a similar sort of concept.
Sure.
A very slow moving zombie.
It follows or whatever.
A woman. Yeah, it's like, well, it's not. It's just one zombie chasing a woman very, very slowly, but she's in the desert, has no water or anything, and she's trying to crawl away from it. It's okay. Crawling after her. I forget what it's fucking called.
Okay.
Not a massively popular movie. But there was a post on Reddit and the guy said, okay, I will go to a French restaurant, I'll eat snails, I'll wait until the snail reaches me, it will kill me, my family will sue the restaurant for feeding me a poisonous snail, they will not just get the money that I have, the $1 billion or whatever, but they will also sue the restaurant and get money from them, and also I'll be dead. And that's like, damn. Is everything all right, mate? Is everything all right?
So what, you want the extra Redditors. The extra billion, $1,010,000?
I don't think it was $1 billion. I think maybe it was like $1 million.
That doesn't feel like very much. First of all, it's a super intelligent snail.
There are
snail
cities where
anyway.
You literally can't buy anywhere to live for that money.
No. Yeah.
So $1 million, maybe you need to up it for being chased to death by a snail.
I mean, obviously the danger is of... Thing is, this is one of those times when a ring of salt is actually going to be quite effective.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of any other situation.
What if it hops over it?
Right.
I wonder, what if it just drags a leaf or a stick or something and then it climbs over it?
Oh, fuck me. Just make it thicker. What is it slowly going to... Look, all you do is every
night...
Go
to the Dead Sea. Saltiest sea in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everyone goes there and they float, very buoyant because of the salty water. Go to the Dead Sea, build an island, live on that island, or a canal boat or something. Live off of a yacht.
How would you have your stuff
then,
delivered?
Yeah, you get stuff delivered, you've got to check it very carefully that there isn't a snail.
But he could be anywhere.
He's just sat there on the beach going, fucking hissing.
You'd want everything to be have a ring of salt around it, right?
Someone's like flying a kite and you're like, is there a snail on the kite? Is this part of its plan?
Well, thing
a
is,
drone flies by.
Is it invulnerable as well? Can it like fall? Can it like hitch a ride on like
presumably you can't just kill
a seagull.
Yeah, you know, just pull out a gun, blast its head off.
Well, it'd be super intelligent. It wouldn't
maybe
let
you do, and then its head grows back.
Right.
Like the T-1000.
But then you could just farm it infinitely. Again,
yeah,
infinite
but if a single particle of it touches you, you die. So if you blow its head off, the mist, like a little single snail blood touches your cheek.
No,
you're
no, no.
Down
look,
dead.
You get it in like a Perspex box or whatever. Take it to a factory. You build it like one of those.
How do you capture it?
What do you mean?
The snail that if it touches you.
Don't worry.
A snail, if you... That was a snail.
Sorry, so... Look, that's...
That's beside the point.
If you can capture it, you could, and it's invulnerable, you could get it in like a little mini snail guillotine and you could keep chopping its head off like hundreds of times a minute. That could all be churned up and made into like hot dogs or whatever. You could have like, you could feed the planet from this one fucking snail. Actually, it's, maybe it won't feed the planet. Someone do the math. If it was like 100 snail heads per second.
Yeah, how many, someone could just figure out the math.
How quick does the snail head grow back? Like a second, 2 seconds?
Half a second.
Half a second. So you can get 120 snail heads per second.
Yeah.
Big snails, we're talking. Like a 7 foot, 7 incher.
7 foot, yeah.
7 footer.
Jesus. That would scare the shit out of
me. How many people could you feed?
It's getting closer!
Simon's phone is warning us that the snail's approaching.
This might be important. This might be important. Hang on. Let me just check.
I bet you it isn't.
No, it's Booth saying that I'm wearing a nice shirt today.
Ooh.
My ghost shirt.
Have you got like a notification thing that tells you when someone says something nice about you?
When Booth says something nice about a t-shirt, my phone
it vibrates.
Specifically,
right.
Only her and only about t-shirts.
So, sorry, I'm just... That is weird that that guy was like, yeah, you know, I could just... He obviously came up with a cool idea, but didn't think it through.
Who?
The guy in the restaurant.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm going back.
This isn't real, though.
No.
This is a hypothetical situation. This is a real story.
And what's the story?
What?
Giant snail.
How do you rate this news? Be
well,
honest.
It's old.
Be honest, but don't be a fucking prick about it. But be honest.
It was
so whatever number you're thinking of, up it by like 4 or something, okay?
All right, 5 out of 10. Not bad.
And up it by 4, 5 out of 10.
Yeah, that's it's good. And then
you would have given it 1 out of 10.
Yes. Well, the first
just
one...
Just this one story, or overall.
First one wasn't news. The second one we shouldn't be talking about. Second one we shouldn't be talking about. This one is old. But...
No, it's still
it's
current.
It's old with an update.
Yeah. So it's an ongoing thing since the 70s.
So this one gets like 4 out of 10. The other's got nothing.
Okay. So overall...
1 plus 4 is 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. And then we halve it again. 5 out of 5. Perfect score. Brilliant.
We did it.
Thank you, Lewis.
Another successful podcast completed.
Yeah. He's already taken his mic off.
I know, I've stopped.
I guess we're done. Thanks for watching.
Just recording, just in case.
Thanks for watching Peculiar Portions. Thank you for watching Peculiar Portions. I'm like a TikToker. Hello? Yes. Today I want to explain why snails are actually very important to the environment. No, they have like some science guy. Snails are very good for the environment. And then you just read the Wikipedia article for snails.
Fucking hell.